Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two already. Golly, where'd the first hour go? Hour number two on a Friday afternoon. So we've been doing what I like to call cooking up a batch of home fries for a while, talking about things that are happening in and around and amongst us, because I say it all the time, but I mean it. What happens in D.C. is important. What happens sometimes internationally is important. But what can really, really affect your life on a regular basis is what happens in your own backyard, especially in your state capitals. You know, as a former member of the Alabama Senate, I can just tell you, I was shocked when I got down there thinking that I already understood. And then when I got there, I really became clear on how much happens in our state capitals that impacts our daily lives. All right, well, somebody who knows that quite well is on the phone right now. So State Representative Debbie Wood is a Republican member of the Alabama House of Representatives. She represents District 38, hailing from the Valley area down yonder in East Alabama. She's also, by the way, just like every other member of the legislature, she's got a business interest outside of the practice of politics. She's a real estate a business owner down in Valley. And she's formerly a member of the county commission. Let me quit talking and bring her on. State Representative Debbie Wood, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on your program today. I really appreciate it.
No.
And you did a great introduction.
Well, good. You're welcome to record it and play it everywhere you go.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Hey, and by the way, just a point of trivia here. So I used to be a battalion commander in the National Guard, and one of my companies was in Valley. And I did not know that Valley is one of the few communities in Alabama on the Eastern time zone, isn't it?
Eastern time. Yes. It messes with a lot of people because when they make an appointment and they don't know that, they're either really late or they can be early. So, you know, yeah, we're on Eastern time.
Wow. Okay. Well, you're one of the few places in Alabama. Hopefully we can just keep you on track. But, hey, listen, you got a...
Do you know why?
I'm sorry, why? Why?
Do you know why we're on Eastern? Did they ever tell you why?
No, is there a history to it?
Was built by West Point. No, yeah, our town was built by West Point Pepperell.
Yeah.
We had four small mill communities, and their corporate headquarters was in West Point, Georgia, which is on Eastern time. So they ran the mills on Eastern time.
No kidding. So it was like a business thing,
yeah,
and not just like...
Why.
I just thought they drew a straight line down, and that was just caught Valley.
No. No, it had to do with our industrial base, and they told us what time zone that we would work on, and we did it.
Wow. No kidding. All right. Well, listen, let me talk about some politics with you. So state legislature is in its final days of the 2025 session. You guys, what, next week, the last week, or do you have a little left of that?
Well, we're actually going to go 2 days next week, what they're telling us, and then we're going to come back the following Tuesday, probably, or Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes there are bills that the governor will not sign, and we'll have to wait those 7 days, and if she doesn't veto those bills, they will still pass without her signature. She really doesn't like to sign bills that have pay increases, like for individuals in the branches or different things. So we'll come back. We'll save that final day.
Yeah, I've seen that many times. You have to come back and do a back cleanup, I call it. You've got one bill that is still in the works right now, House Bill 30. And this one deals with elections and particularly post-election audits. So tell us about the bill and tell us where it is in the process. Do we still have time to get it passed?
Well, the bill, we have two more days basically to get it on the calendar. It's already passed the House. It's already passed the committee in the Senate. And it was on actually the calendar on Thursday. But of course, they closed down early because Trump was in town and people wanted to be there to greet him and thank him for coming to our state. So they dismissed at 1 o'clock. And so they did get through the Alpha health care bill, which was amazing. That will help the farmers across the state. I'm very excited. But of course, I was disappointed because my bill was two bills after that bill and they just ran out of time. So now there is a race to get it back on the calendar, to ask those in leadership to put it back on there so that we will have post-election audits in Alabama. We're the last state in the United States to not have some type of post-election audit.
All right, so post-election audit. Some people who may not know get concerned that what we're talking about is changing the outcome of an election. This is not that. This is basically a best practices.
No, and it does not prevent anyone from voting. does not prevent you from voting. This is a way for us to make sure that the tabulators that we use, the process we use in Alabama, you vote on a paper ballot. That paper ballot is counted through a machine. Most of those machines in the state of Alabama are over 10 years old.
Yeah.
I'm sure you don't have a cell phone that's 10 years old. I'm sure you don't have a computer that you use to do important things that's that old. We're counting our votes with a machine, first of all, that's programmed by a company. It is programmed, and it is aged. So we need to have a process to ensure that we are protecting the voters, the vote in Alabama. And that's what this will do. One precinct, one race, and each county to ensure that those machines are working properly.
So, okay, so you do random sampling for the post-election audit. It's not like every single tabulator has to be audited. You're not creating a huge huge burden on the budget, basically.
The fiscal note is minimal. It's about $35,000 across the state.
Wow.
The probate judges, if they have a clean machine that has not been used during the voting process, they can use the machine, the tabulator, to count. But 30 of the ballots must be pulled and hand counted from that sample. We want to ensure that we have the correct votes in the machine. Angela Shepherd was the one who put a copied ballot in the tabulator and it counted it. That really concerns me.
Wow. Hang on a second. Back that up real quick. You're saying, Angela, who helped me coordinate getting you on the show today, you're saying that she actually ran a copied of a ballot, not the original, but the actual copy, and it got counted anyway.
She went to the testing center prior to the election where the testing of the machines, she thought it'll kick it out. It didn't. It counted 8 of her copied ballots.
Wow.
Those machines, the machines that we use in Alabama, will count a copied ballot. That's why we're so concerned about this. And if she figured that out all on her own, who else knows that?
Well, you're right. And, you know, and I can also think of some results. In fact, from down yonder in your neck of the woods, right down the road in Auburn, State Senator Tom Watley lost his election by one single vote. And you'd love to know the tabulators could be, reconciled and make sure everything was good. But that's one vote that changed an entire election.
You're talking to a lady that won by 6.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
If you're playing football on a Saturday, 6 is a great way to win. But when you've won by 6, you really start to appreciate the voters. You start to appreciate the votes, and you want to ensure that the votes are counted correctly. And we owe that to people who stand in line. We owe that to people that take off work. We owe that to people that go to pick up their neighbor, that their votes count, that are legal good votes, and the ones that aren't are not counted.
Representative Wood,
we need this post-election audit bill, and I...
Go ahead.
Yes, sir?
Go ahead and finish that.
I just appreciate you for helping us shine a light. We need this bill to pass.
Well, I agree. I totally agree. So let me ask you this. First of all, who's carrying it for you in the Senate? Because for those who don't know, a representative can't go to the floor of the Senate and argue their own bill. They have to have either another sponsor or maybe a companion bill just like it. But who's carrying it for you in the Senate?
Senator Greg Allbritton is carrying it in
the
Senate.
Okay, that's great. Greg Allbritton's a good guy. He's a budget chairman.
Yes.
He's a member of leadership. So
he's a great guy.
All right, so that being said...
And I'd love for you to give him a call and thank him.
Well, I may do it. I still got his cell phone number. Greg and I served together pretty well. We both wore the same boots every day in the Senate floor and talked about being the Wonder Twins. But so the reality is you've got a bill...
I know, you're both from military. You have a... military background.
We do. So your bill right now, with 2 legislative days left to really work, is hopefully going to get put back on the calendar pretty soon. So basically what you're hearing folks out there who are listening right now, we have a huge audience across Alabama, to include down in your way, by the way, coming out of WANI out of Auburn. You just know this. Call your representatives. Or excuse me, call your senators, especially, because it's in their house now, and get them to bring that bill to the floor. Hey, let me ask you real quick. We got about a minute left.
That's what we need.
Debbie, real quick before you go, What are the other big ticket items that are still left to be done for you that you see with about a minute left here in the 2 days of legislative time we have left?
Well, I think that we just finished last week. We had a monumental week. We passed the RAISE Act that will fund education differently than we have done it for the whole time we've been here. Foundation funding will still be available, which means that schools will be funded by how many students, but they will also be funded by their needs. We have schools in rural areas that are hurting. They have children that have EL students. They have children that have disabilities. They have children that are gifted, and they're not being funded because they're only getting foundation funded. Starting next year, schools will actually be funded by their needs for the first time ever in the state of Alabama. And I don't want to talk about what's left, but I want to talk about how great that is going to be for our state. We did something. It's been tough to get people to understand it. That's been needed in this state for years, and we finally got it passed this year. I am super excited about that. Yes, there's some other things, some heavy lifts that we still need to do, but Alpha getting cleared, that bill getting cleared was huge this week, last week. And, well, this week, seems like it was last week, but it was this week at the close of session. So I'm just excited about that. There's just been some people that are really doing some heavy things in our state, out-of-the-box things that I'm excited about.
All right, well, good enough. We got to leave it there. State Representative Debbie Wood, Republican from Valley, House District 38. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too. All right, take me to the break, JP. We'll come right back. We'll back clean up on this and then head into Dipper number two. Going to talk about some jackassery. Oh, yeah, we are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.